today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us till the end of this episode. This is today's special and we're going to speak about bad language in Islam. Today, Tuesday, 1st of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Mehr, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose verses 42 to 43 of chapter Ash-Shura.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innamas sabilu 'alal ladhina yadhlimuna an-nasa wa yabghuna fil ardi bighayri al-haqq. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
The cause is only against the ones who wrong the people and tyrannize upon the earth without right. Those will have a painful punishment.
وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ
And whoever is patient and forgives, Indeed, that is of the matters requiring determination.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Verse 43 is saying that one who is patient and forgives believers possesses determination and excellences. The blessed verse may allude to the fact that those who have been wronged by others and failed to attain to their rights have been patient. Such people possess determination since it requires a strong and confident soul to confront hardships and persevere in making efforts to achieve one's goal. Should we arg prophets so strong? And perseverance that they could bear the wrongs done to them by people, but they never make attempts at taking their revenge.
From the wind to the tree. To the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
So for this week, we choose bad language according to Islamic point of view. And we want to know more about it. There are some homes where the use of the bad words is a common practice. The parents taunt the children and use on ethical language with them. How can such parents accept that their child will grow into a gentle and responsible adult? They should realize that the child might prove even worse than themselves. They should remember that sooner or later they will find the child trading the same idiom that he has been hearing again and again from his parents. You're your child's first role model.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the worldly and hereafter consequences of profanity and bad language from the viewpoint of Islam and the Holy Prophet and his successors. Let's have a look at the hereafter consequences of profanity and bad language. The first thing that we need to consider is accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, what is the Islamic belief in accountability? In Islam, believers are taught that they will be held accountable for their words and actions on the Day of Judgment. The family of Prophet, including Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Hussein, stressed the importance of accountability before God. Engaging in profanity and bad language may lead to consequences in the afterlife. The Holy Prophet ﷺ warns us here. What is the warning of the Holy Prophet? Prophet Muhammad warned about the consequences of offensive language, saying, "A person might speak a word without thinking about its implications, but because of it, he will plunge into the hellfire further than the distance between the east and the west." What is it going to do with the spiritual growth and purity? Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam emphasized the purification of the soul and the importance of maintaining a clean heart. Profanity and bad language are seen as pollutants of the soul, hindering spiritual growth and distancing individuals from a closer connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Let us sink in for a moment. We say it all the time, that kids learn more from our actions than our words. And this is one of those situations in which they learn a lot from both how we act when we are excited, frustrated, angry, hurt, you name it, and the words we use to punctuate those moments. And let's be honest, sometimes a swear word just fits the bill for those big emotions we're feeling. In fact, the studies show that swearing can actually produce a therapeutic or cathartic effect. And while it can be temporarily satisfying for us, we all know it doesn't set the best example for our kids. So in an effort to be the best role model for our kids, we must be careful to present our best self to our kids. And of course, that means curtailing our cursing.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness, everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light, guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in
control our tongue? One of them is reinforce. What do you mean by that? A means of keeping ourselves on track is the old jar trick used by parents in past generations. The idea is essentially to keep a jar in the house in which you are required to drop a certain amount of money per failure to control your tongue. For example, every time you swear or gossip. The amount of money should be significant enough to make you feel bad and regret your speech. It costs more in the hereafter, of course. At the end, you can donate the money to charity, but the real purpose is to give you a physical representation of how serious it is and how much you need to improve. It helps to ask someone to hold you to your promise and remind you if you slip up.
Second category of verses that invoke the curse and the la'na of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon those who were introduced to the religion of Islam. They saw the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they willfully and deliberately rejected, stubbornly rejecting the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you have in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 83, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to those people of the book. Those people of the book, they were waiting for the coming of the final messenger. You know, in Medina, around Medina, you had a large community of Jews and Christians, but particularly Jews. Have you ever wondered why the Jews were around Medina? What brought them to the Arabian Peninsula? The Jews, their chosen land is Palestine. What is it that attracted them to the deserts of Medina and the Arabian Peninsula? History tells us that in their books, they had read that the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would appear from the city of Medina, from the city of Yathrib. So they moved to the city of Medina and around the city of Medina waiting for the last messenger of God. They knew very well God would send his final messenger from the city. But then when they realized that the prophet is from the lineage of Ismail, not from the lineage of Ishaq or the Jews, they rejected him. The Holy Quran says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا. When what they knew, what they recognized came to them, what did they do? كَفَرُوا بِهِ. They disbelieved in it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Then the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the disbelievers.
So today we had a beneficial and wonderful program. We learned many things about controlling our tongue. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.